Hi VoiceTubers, I'm Kelsey. Welcome to today's pronunciation challenge. Today's video is called 7 Habits of Highly Effective Thinkers. So this video basically talks about how you can improve your ability to think critically. So how you can become a critical thinker, or how you can start thinking more deeply and effectively about things. And they give you 7 habits that can improve your thinking. So let's look at our sentence. Habit number 1, read a lot and read widely. Exposing yourself to unique points of view is a good way to spark constant curiosity and to stay open-minded. So in this sentence, we're looking at habit number 1, and they're talking about how reading is one way that you can become a highly effective thinker, or how you can become a critical thinker. Let's read that sentence one more time, slowly. Habit number 1, read a lot and read widely. Exposing yourself to unique points of view is a good way to spark constant curiosity and to stay open-minded. Okay, let's look at our vocabulary. Our first vocab word is habit. A habit is a usual way of behaving or a way of acting that has become fixed by being repeated often. So for example, you could say, I want to get into the habit of walking to work. So I want to start doing this regularly. I want to start walking to work regularly and make it a habit. We also often say bad habit. So a bad habit could be biting your nails, or maybe smoking, things that are bad, but you get into the habit of doing them and you just can't stop. It takes a long time to get rid of a bad habit because you are so used to doing it. It also takes a long time to form new, good habits. So you have to do something over and over again for it to become a habit. Our next vocab word is routine. Routine is also a noun. And a routine is a usual order or way of doing something. So you could say his morning routine includes going for a jog around his neighborhood. And many people like to have a daily or a weekly routine because it creates order in their life. Without a routine, life can seem a bit scattered and disorganized, and it can be harder to get things done. So if you have a routine, you have regular things that you do, or a regular order of things that you do. The next word is tendency. Tendency is also a noun, and it is a leaning toward a particular kind of thought or action. So for example, you could say, my sister has a tendency to leave everything to the last minute. So she usually leaves everything to the last minute. Okay, the next word is expose. Expose is a verb, and if you expose someone to something, you introduce them to that thing, and you cause them to maybe be influenced or affected by that thing. So in our sentence, it says, exposing yourself to unique points of view is a good way to spark curiosity. So you are introducing yourself to unique points of view. You could also say something like, my parents exposed me to classical music from a young age. So maybe when I was a child, my parents turned on classical music while we were at home, and we would listen to it together. And in that way, I was exposed to classical music, or I was introduced to classical music. You can also expose someone to danger or harm. For example, you could say, the scientist was exposed to radiation during her experiments. Or maybe if you go outside when there is a lot of smog, you might be exposed to air pollution. So both of these things, radiation and air pollution, are dangerous. So if you come into contact with them, we might say you're exposed to them. Expose also has a different meaning. It can mean to make known or to reveal. So you could say, Henry exposed his friend as a liar. So he revealed to others that his friend was a liar. The next word is related to expose, and it is expose. Expose is a noun. So we have expose, the verb, and expose, the noun. And the noun has an accent on the E. I guess it's a French word, or it comes from a French word. So we pronounce it expose. And expose means an exposure of something. So revealing something, usually something bad. So you could say the newspaper published an expose about the dishonest politician. So it wrote an article exposing this politician. So this article would be considered an expose. The next word is also related to expose, and it is subject. So subject is a verb. If you subject someone to something, you cause or force someone to undergo or endure something unpleasant. So you could say, the company subjected its employees to dangerous work environments. Our next word is spark. Spark is a verb, and it means to set off or to cause something to start or happen. So in our sentence, we say, spark constant curiosity. You could also say, the student's question sparked a discussion. And spark can also be used negatively. So you could say, the announcement sparked outrage. So that announcement made people really angry. So this word spark also has a literal meaning, which would be to create a spark or to give off small bits of burning material or bright flashes of electricity. So for example, you could say, the electrical outlet sparked when I tried to plug in my computer. So I tried to plug in my computer and then I saw little sparks or little flashes of electricity. Okay, our next word is related to spark, and it is ignite. Ignite is a verb, and it is very similar to spark. But rather than just causing little sparks, little bits of fire or electricity, it means to actually set on fire. So you could say, Bob used a lighter to ignite the campfire. Or ignite can be used in a non-literal way, and it would mean to heat up or excite or to set in motion. So you could say, the company's announcement ignited controversy. And in these situations, you can usually use spark and ignite interchangeably. So you can choose to use either spark or ignite. Usually both will fit. Okay, our next word is curiosity. Curiosity is a noun, and it means the desire to learn or know more about something or someone. Children are usually full of curiosity. Children want to know about everything, and they like to ask a lot of questions. They'll ask, what is that? Why is the sky blue? All kinds of things. We also have a famous saying in English about curiosity. We say, curiosity killed the cat, and it means that too much curiosity can lead to dangerous situations. All right, our next word is related to curiosity, and it is curious. Curious is an adjective. So basically, it is the adjective form of curiosity. If you're curious, you have a desire to learn or to investigate. We often use the pattern, someone is curious about something. So I might say, I'm curious about what's in that box. So I really want to know what's in that box. Also, if you ask someone a question and they ask you why you want to know, you might say, I'm just curious. Our next word is nosy. Nosy is an adjective, and it's related to curious, but it's a bit more than just curious. It's wanting to know about other people's lives or problems or anything like that. And it's kind of like overly curious or annoyingly curious. So you might say, my new neighbor is so nosy. She always asks me very personal questions. So if someone says you're nosy, it's not a good thing. They mean that you're asking too many questions and they think that it's none of your business. Okay, with that, we have looked at all of our vocabulary words. Let's look at our sentence one more time. Habit number one, read a lot and read widely. Exposing yourself to unique points of view is a good way to spark constant curiosity and to stay open-minded. All right, so that's all we have for today. And before I go, the question of the day is, do you like to read? Please leave a comment below answering this question along with your recording. Thank you so much for listening, and I'll see you next time, VoiceTubers.